This is day 21 of a 30-day journey into stillness. For those of you who have participated in the silence practice groups, we usually do a Godalog each series. We actively engage in dialoguing with our higher consciousness, and we write it down on paper. In March 2011, I was taking a sacred writing course with teacher Ray McGinnis. He introduced the Godalog exercise. Along with everyone else in the class, I thought it was a little silly initially, but was game to try nonetheless. Appropriately, the conversation is usually begun by the smaller or identified separate self. With my master's in theology graduation ceremony a couple of months away, after a long 4 years of study, you can imagine my shock when the first thing I came up with was, "I want nothing to do with you," when addressing God. The ferocious nature of my complete God rejection still sends shockwaves through my being. And, FYI, the end of the Godalog resolved nothing. At one point, God said to me, "You must be in a lot of pain." I said, "Yes, I am." God said, "Well," basically implying let go. My hardened response was, "No, that will be the death of me." End of conversation and my first Godalog. So just allowing yourself to feel into the hardened edges of the no here, of the denying force. That became so clear, the edges of it so sharp, so uncompromising, so unwilling, so defiant. So resistant, really a death struggle. That separate self at the end said, "No, that will be the death of me." However, there is a silver lining in this story, in that this Godalog exercise brought about the profound reality of the relationship between the separate self that will fight to death to not surrender to God, to the higher self, to who we really are, because it is in fact the end of that operating system. Cynthia Bourgeau has that wonderful expression, the egoic operating system, which really, when we begin to be honest with ourselves, really wants nothing to do with higher levels of consciousness. Because all it becomes then is in service to that. and this is the surrender. This is why my silence practice thesis is called, the first word in that thesis title is surrendering. Surrendering to silence, a heart-centered practice. Because unless we do surrender, we're just making up stories. It's just clouds in the sky, and it's a lot of spiritual bypassing. And this is rampant in spiritual circles, and we let each other get away with it. And it's a tricky business. As a facilitator, even today, in a group that I was facilitating, I gave some very direct feedback to one of the participants. And as she was leaving, and she was the last to leave, she came to me in tears and said, "I felt really attacked by you. But I do know," and she has worked with me enough to know this in the silence practice groups over the last few years, she knows enough that that's not where I was coming from. I was not, in fact, attacking her. However, her separate self was seriously involved in camouflage and making spirituality about the separate self. And that's one type of spiritual bypassing. And it's so full of lies and deceit that it's very hard for me to, I cannot go along with that anymore. So one of the questions that I asked in the silence practice group a few weeks ago was, what does it feel like if I tell you that I will be real with you? I will not go along with the deceit of the separate self. So if I didn't have that clarity, this kind of gottalogue and the absolute no of separate self, it's very delineated. It's very, okay, the separate self wants nothing to do with God. And yet, you know, 4 and a bit years later, a lot has transpired, and the surrendering process, the softening, the holes that are beginning to penetrate through the separate self, it's slowly happening. Sometimes much, there's very little evidence of the separate self, and other times still a ferocious denial. So it does not die easily. So one has to question what makes us want to have an authentic relationship to this higher dimension of self or God, whatever we want to call it, when it costs us our life in terms of who we think we are. What would make us want to do that? So just allow yourself to be in the center of the head and grounded and ask yourself this. I mean, the whole question of who am I? Which self am I? We have a lot of selves. We have the self we are with our parents. And even that's different. We have one self with our mother, one self with our father. We have a different self for our colleagues and for each of our children. And we sort of keep ourselves busy moving from this self to this self to that self, But they're pieces. They're just pieces. And very often they're learned responses. There isn't a lot that is substantial. There's no weight to hold the profound realities of the higher dimensions. That traditionally are called God in the Judeo-Christian and Islamic traditions. So one question to ask yourself as you sit, and hopefully you're in the center of your head, and if the mind is chattering and making comments, just let it do that. You can still be present in the center of your head and allowing yourself to be grounded. And ask yourself from inside your body, inside your being, where is God? What happens? This is not an intellectual question. This is not to be answered. By the thinking mind. Just a spontaneous energetic response. It's like clanging a big bell, gong, and it vibrates through the body. It's a lovely sensation. Or the singing bowls, you know, they go round and round. So what resonates when you ask? Where is God now, in this moment? Does that higher self, this dimension of realms beyond the known, would be another way to say God, the mystery. Does it feel like it's outside yourself? Does it feel like it's inside somewhere? Is there a place in your body that responds? I can feel a fairly strong lifting in my heart. So I place my hand there in front of my fourth chakra, the chakra of affinity for myself and for others, love. And it feels really good. I put my hand there. And this part of my body responded when I said the question, where is God? And you can take this question and ask it anywhere. another question you could ask, and it's a bit more of a koan, like the Zen Buddhists had koans. There really isn't any answer to these. We're just sensing into what energy comes forward when we ask these questions. So another question would be, where is God not? Is there a place, an energy where it feels as though God is not there? So being aware of any effort that might be in your space at this moment. And see if you can become aware of a flow of energy, where there is no effort. Sort of where a steady stream of God consciousness you have access to. Just see where that would be. Where would that be flowing? Maybe it's above your head, maybe it's under your feet, maybe it's everywhere where you place your attention. Maybe it feels like it's between the thoughts. Maybe it's in the thoughts. So this is becoming more aware of ourselves as energy bodies. And it's very, very helpful as we make our way into stillness and need to let go of thoughts. Because they can be very sticky. We get identified with them. And there's emotional patterns we get identified with. And we, oh, that's, yes, that's who Laura is. Yeah, that's her. And we minimize, hugely reduce our capacity for being this essential God nature, really. But we can't just assume that. We can't just have that be a coat we put on because we know it intellectually that we're not separate from God. That's very different than doing a Godalogue and discovering how fierce the no is to God. Because we know our life will never be the same. That we have to die to be born again, is how Jesus said it. That means we're in the land of the real. That the spiritual path we're on is one that will produce fruit, and it's not just a spinning story that we're making up in our own head, and we're really, you know, just kind of moving laterally. There isn't any movement. In alignment with the verticality of as above, so below. So our honesty, our complete transparency before God, before the highest realms we can be aware of, needs to be in place. So thank you again for your willingness and your preciousness. Thank you.